WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
CBS News Brief. It's a wintry Wednesday for people in the nation's midsection waking up to sub-zero temperatures. John Reither stopped at a store in Morganton, North Carolina to buy a shovel.
When we moved out from Massachusetts, I gave it away because I didn't think I need it, and here I am, buying another one now. My wife said, you shouldn't throw that away. You might need it later. And she was right.
This woman in Virginia sharing her thoughts on the Trump administration's push to downsize the federal government.
I just don't understand how all this can happen and there's no control over it. And we've got people in the Oval Office now that aren't politicians that have no right to be making these decisions.
Money from last month's fire aid concert now being distributed to Southern Californians who lost their homes in the wildfire. CBS News LA's Leslie Marine.
We're talking about $50 million going to more than 100 local organizations doing everything from helping displaced families, providing legal aid.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
With news on 540 WAUK, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. It was a side-by-side duplex that was destroyed in an explosion in Racine last night. Somehow, only two people were injured, and they were taken to Milwaukee for treatment. The Racine Fire Department was out in the cold for nearly 5 hours trying to take down the flames. The cause of the explosion remains under investigation. It's Brower and Bauman in a race to replace Brostoff. Yesterday's primary election for Milwaukee's 3rd District Common Council seat saw Alex Brower and Daniel Bauman emerge as the top two candidates from a field of eight. The two candidates will now appear on the April 1st general election ballot. Governor Tony Evers presented a $119 billion two-year budget proposal last night. Evers called for tax cuts for the middle class and increased spending on education and health care.
Wisconsinites need a leg up to be able to finally get ahead on utility bills, on child care costs, on groceries, medication, and doctor visits, and everything in between. And we've got a plan to do just that.
Despite the ambitious plans, Republican legislators have already indicated that many of the governor's proposals will likely be, quote, dead on arrival. Spring election season will now kick into a higher gear, with April the next opportunity to vote. Lisa Hale has more about what's to come in the state Supreme Court race.
The Wisconsin Supreme Court candidates, Susan Crawford and Brad Schimmel, have agreed to a debate next month. The debate will be hosted by WISN-TV in Milwaukee on Wednesday, March 12th at 7 p.m. Crawford is a Dane County Circuit Court judge and former prosecutor. Schimmel is the former state attorney general and sits as a judge on the Waukesha County Circuit Court. The candidates are vying for the seat being vacated by retiring Justice Ann Walsh Bradley.
And that's news on 540 WAUK. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
Wisconsin beats Illinois. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, the Wisconsin Badgers finally get a win over Illinois, 95-74. That ended a 9-game losing streak for the Badgers against the Fighting Illini. Head coach Greg Gard asked, did his players do a better job at getting rebounds, especially in the first half?
We did. You know, we tried. There was a few got away from us. Obviously, the ball bounces funny sometimes. You know, when we didn't get them, there was a group accountability that they were pretty astute in talking about what we needed to get cleaned up.
In Milwaukee, Marquette dominated Seton Hall 80-56. Cam Jones with 14 points. Chase Ross added 11. Baseball, Brewers outfielder Blake Perkins on being named a Gold Glove finalist for his performance last season.
Very grateful seeing the support from like my teammates, from the staff, recognition from my peers around the league is very cool, and it's humbling and very grateful.
That's the Brewers' Blake Perkins with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Finally crawling out of the deep freeze here this week. Partly sunny, slight improvement today, a high of 14. Wind chills, though, still between 5 below and 15 below. A low of 7 tonight with mostly cloudy skies, maybe a few flurries. Mostly sunny on Thursday with a high of 24. Current temperature, 4 below.
Matt Nair on air.
Oh, Randy Manner is here.
What can you do about this? Focus on what you can impact. Find the courage to speak up to your elected official. If you are silent, then your elected official at the local, state, or federal level will think you completely agree with whatever it is you're doing.
Silence equals acceptance.
Correct.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Alba Show.
Elon Musk putting in so much money that it drowns out other people's voices to decide who our next Supreme Court justice is. Whether or not you're going to vote Republican or Democrat or Schimmel or Crawford, your voice is getting drowned out by Elon Musk, a guy who has no business in Wisconsin. And you don't think that Brad Schimmel is going to be in Elon Musk's pocket? It's going to affect us in Wisconsin.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. Pat Kreitlow of Up North News Radio and Trigby Olson of the Lincoln Project join me to review the election results of the DPI secretary's race and more. Be with us.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays noon till 2. A new choice. Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. 540 WAUK.
It's time to get organized with Dr. Craig and Citizen Action. Working for democracy and taking on economic, racial, and environmental issues across Wisconsin and around the United States, here's Earl Ingram with Dr. Robert Craig.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. You can text us at that same number. I am so happy to be joined once again by my dear friend and political historian, Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action. Good morning to you, Dr. Craig. How you doing?
Good morning, Earl. Hope you're braving the cold, though I know you've been in Milwaukee your whole life, so I'm sure you're used to it.
Let me say this to you, Dr. Craig. The cold is the least of my worries. I saw the President of the United States yesterday, Dr. Craig, say before the world that Zelensky, the President of Ukraine, shouldn't have started the war with Russia. Dr. Craig, I don't know anymore, and I know I hear people say, well, people are tired of you guys talking about Donald Trump. We need to talk about something else. But this man is a danger to the world, Dr. Craig. He's more than a danger to the American people. He is a man who has no shame. He clearly is politically ignorant, Dr. Craig, and he's not concerned whether or not truth enters into his lexicon or not. It doesn't matter. Truth has no bearing with him. And so when you have a man who's the most powerful man, well, the second most powerful man, in the world, because Elon Musk is the most powerful man in the world now. And you see these people stand before the world, and then they've got other stooges like Marco Rubio and J.D. Vance, and the list goes on and on and on. Dr. Craig, how do you stop it? I mean, I don't know, even with all of your intellect, How do we survive 4 years of this, let alone the next day?
I think it has to be in a democracy or a republic, representative democracy, enough people seeing it to shift the whole balance of power and do it in time when there still are representative institutions. So I saw it, I heard it, I was, you know, he has an amazing capacity, Donald Trump to surprise and stun you over and over again. Even when, given our experience with him, it's hard to believe he could say anything shocking. But he gaslit Ukrainian people and Vladimir Zelensky the way he's been gaslighting the public, right? And gaslighting is simply telling knowing untruths. And the problem is he's created a political movement where he can do no wrong. I mean, imagine a five-year-old who was never corrected and got rewarded for lying, right. You know, making things up about their other siblings or relatives, people, kids on the block, et cetera, and then give him this much power. So we have they've created a monster, the right has. Okay, and a lot of corporate America who is not only supported this movement over the years, but now is pre-capitulating to it, which is part of what happens with authoritarianism, people pre-surrender, right, and going on bended knee. And it's tremendously corrupt. We've seen, I mean, there's remarkable conflicts of interest around Trump's own economic interests involved, never seen before in American history. And he's doing that with Ukraine. He's trying to get a hold of their
most minerals. Yes.
And, you know, quite frankly, they need them to rebuild their country because Russia attacked them and has laid waste to the country. And it is not a wealthy country. But what's interesting is he read the Russian talking point that Zelensky has 2% approval from his population. They're just made up by Russia. And that they can't negotiate until they have an election. And himself has said that there should be an election, and this is a Russian demand, which is ridiculous because there are no elections in Russia, no legitimate elections. And so, well, what's this done? This has rallied the Ukrainian people around Vladimir Zelensky yet again, including his opponents. So that's where we are with Ukraine, but Europe is complete, doesn't know what to do. They're meeting repeatedly in Paris, basically. The United States, it looks like it's switching sides.
Yes.
From the side of democracy and to the side of authoritarianism. So we've also seen the Prime Minister of India visit. We'll see he's doing something with Saudi Arabia's sovereign wealth fund in Miami today. That's made huge investments in his son-in-law, Jared Kushner. To the tune of billions of dollars. So I think we have to note all of this. I agree with you because we need to note the people who have presented themselves as legitimate leaders like Marco Rubio, who've turned out to be a complete lie and will do anything for power. I mean, it's embarrassing to see that man who presents himself as a serious public figure and senator stand there and go through all this stuff, but they're willing to do anything for power. But it needs to be revealed clearly to the public, and we don't know where this is going to land. At this point, it looks like in completely incompetent negotiations. The Russians have made no concessions whatsoever, and the Trump people keep giving them things that they want without any negotiation or give and take.
You know, Dr. Craig, it's not just the issue with Ukraine. It's the fact that dollars that were allocated by Congress, already allocated, Donald Trump and Elon Musk have held up. And so conservative Republican Congress people are saying, hey, President Trump, you need to free up the money that we already allocated before you became the president. And they're begging him to do that, Dr. Craig. And he's saying, whoa, no, wait a minute. I have control over those dollars. I mean, the fact that he's willing to push this and fight this, Dr. Craig, really sets a trajectory for more serious issues than what we're even talking about now down the road. The fact that he's saying he can usurp dollars that were already allocated by Congress before he became the president and say, wait a minute, I'm in control of those dollars. The seriousness of him saying that, Dr. Craig, and challenging that in court does kind of set some things in motion, right?
Oh, Absolutely. It's taking out all of the checks and balances and proper roles of government that has been there. What's amazing is we hear patriotism and I love America from their side. They don't love anything about our history and traditions. Constitution, indisputably, in Article 1 gives Congress the power of the purse. The president cannot simply stop what Congress is doing, just abrogate it, impound the money, and he can't just spend money on his own without congressional approval. And so they're testing the courts to see whether the courts will fulfill their constitutional role as a check and balance. That is an open question, actually, and they're making it very hard for them. The legislative branch, which is the one that's supposed to jealously, according to James Madison, guard its powers, is not doing that because a faction, the Trump faction, has so much power within the Republican Party that they're afraid of him. And here's, it's worse than this. It isn't that they're asking for him to start following the law and let appropriated money flow. They just want special favors for the money they want. Right. So now we have a corrupt system where the red state senators that do his bidding and allow him to do what he wants to do will maybe get some of their money back, but the blue states and the purple states won't, right? And so that's what's going on. It's even worse than simply holding money that hasn't been sent out. They're trying to legally pull back money that already went out. They legally went and stole $80 million out of a bank account from the city of New York that they'd already received. And the reason we had another Justice Department official resign yesterday is because they ordered her to use the power of the Justice Department to pull back money that's being used in the course of a crime in order to cancel a whole lot of climate investments that where the money is already out the door in the states and in nonprofits and in employers. So this is like stunning stuff, purely illegal. And then we have the courts grinding along and we don't know what the U.S. Supreme Court will do to further amend the Constitution, essentially, and create an imperial presidency, a new monarchy.
Dr. Craig, the fear, the real fear is that in this short window, they've kind of already conquered things. And so, he certainly is not bright enough to do this alone, Dr. Craig. He couldn't have concocted this plan. And Dr. Craig, that's where the real fear lies. There are some people of intelligence who have helped concoct this. Is it safe to say that?
Oh, he took over an existing conspiracy. He's just been useful in that he got it power. He couldn't have invented most of this stuff on his own. And so frankly, we know about Project 2025, but that's just the tip of the iceberg of how much money by billionaires has been put into various right-wing think tanks to think about this stuff and concoct all this stuff. It's been a conspiracy against America for a long time, and now they're trying to execute it. So the question is, when could be stopped? It's certainly at the shock and awe blitzkrieg phase at the beginning is working very well, and they're withholding information. I mean, the courts can't even figure out what Doge is doing, what it has access to, what it doesn't, and they're being gaslit by the now partisan Department of Justice that is just going and lying through their teeth about what's happening. They declared this week that Elon Musk is not in charge of Doge after all.
Yeah. So 855-752-4842. Dr. Robert Craig of Citizen Action is on board. I'm happy he is. And we're going to continue the conversation. Hang on the phone lines, 855-752-4842. It's Wednesday, and that means Wednesdays on the Earl Ingram Show.
A voice for real news and great conversation in Milwaukee, 540 WAUK.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. A federal judge sentenced former New Jersey U.S. Senator Bob Menendez January 29th to 11 years in prison for corruption charges and acting as a foreign agent. Menendez, a Democrat, was contrite in the courtroom but blasted the process as political and corrupted to the core in a not-so-subtle appeal to President Donald Trump. Menendez was convicted July 16th on all federal charges of conspiracy, bribery, extortion, wire fraud, obstruction, and acting as a foreign agent in schemes involving an Egyptian-American businessman and a New Jersey developer. In exchange for cash, a Mercedes convertible, and gold bars, Menendez used his influence as chair of the U.S. Senate Foreign Relations Committee to procure exclusive import of halal processed meat products into Egypt. The New Jersey Monitor reports that Menendez then signed off on billions in U.S. military aid to the government of Egypt, despite the country's deteriorating human rights record. But times have changed. February 11th, the U.S. Justice Department ordered the Southern District of New York to drop bribery and corruption charges against New York City Mayor Eric Adams. He was accused of taking illegal campaign donations from foreign nationals and doing favors in exchange for luxury travel. The apparent quid pro quo with the Trump administration prompted six SDNY attorneys to resign in protest. We've linked to more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Let's get back to live music in the lair with Kaylin Cole. The next song you have for us tonight is called 1103. Yes. Is that a time or a flight number?
Oh, that's actually really good. That's a good idea. I think I might have to write another song with that. You'll get 50%.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at MaxIncRadio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Real news, great conversation from Milwaukee and beyond. 540 WAUK.
Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Text us at that same number. My guest is Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action. So before we go to the phone lines, Dr. Craig, just cutting jobs everywhere, not even knowing who you're cutting or the impact of cutting those people will have on our government, the institutions of government. And Dr. Craig, not even giving it a second thought. You've done it. You saw that you made a mistake the first time around, but you don't stop. You continue with the same policy. We're going to gut the government. And then you keep laying people off that are so critically important to the government, you have to scamper back. What kind of mentality, Dr. Craig, does it take for people to keep? These aren't mistakes if you keep repeating them, are they?
Well, it's the mentality of a corporate raider. And you've experienced this in your life, Earl.
Absolutely.
Corporate America has done to take apart companies, throw people out of work, just willy-nilly, just come in with an axe when there's a hostile takeover. That's being taken to government. This is what making government look like at least corporate America, this is what it looks like. Except this is what people don't realize is a lot of what the federal government does and state government does for people is invisible. It's like the sewer system and the water system under the street.
Right.
You don't really notice it until your shower doesn't turn on, right? And so that's what's going to happen here. People are beginning to wake up to the rude awakening that, oh, the childcare I take my kids to or the Head Start. Oh, the long-term care my mom is getting is Medicaid. Oh, our Aunt Trudy is on Badger Care, and so on and so forth. But then you send in these 19 to 25-year-olds who are obviously bright young men, you know, exceptional at computer programming and engineering, but don't know anything about government, and they just have an order, just go pour gasoline to it and burn it down. So they didn't know when they were letting go the people who keep our nuclear weapons safe. And then they actually sent out a communication, which is priceless, that we made a mistake. We shouldn't have released those people. We don't have a good way to contact them. Okay. And then we started gutting all of the young scientists at the National Institute for Health and the National Science Foundation, which is bad in and of itself because we need them to develop into mature scientists, right? And that's one of the major places people interested in public health go in order to have an impact and serve the public. And it turned out they had let go most of the bird flu surveillance team. Oh, yeah. We didn't mean that one. But, you know, we're going to find out with the next pandemic with chronic diseases. Oh, the Doge boys just let them all go because their criterion right now is, do we have a way to legally let them go? And if they're on probation, which takes about 2 years, we can just cut all of them, right? Regardless, just humorously. Right. So this is taking a meat cleaver, not to government. People need to stop thinking. We need to talk this way to everyone. Government is not some disembodied thing like the enemy. Government is what we do together for the broader common good and provides all sorts of vital supports and services that corporate America has no interest in providing. And so I think we need to make this visible. I said earlier, I think the show before last, Earl, that this is an opportunity, as horrible as this is and threatening as this is, for a great civics lesson for the American people about what their government actually does. Do I think the government should be simplified and improved and made more transparent and visible? Yes. But this Elon Musk gaslit the whole country and said this is the most transparent operation ever. No one can understand. It's all back and forth. What powers and what authorities these folks have, and his kids are trying to let him into all of our tax records, right? And all the tax records of every nonprofit. So the administration that is declared has enemies lists. I don't think that's disputable. Can go and find its enemies and punish them. And they have read-write, you know, Earl, if they want to go after Earl Ingram, they can change the tax forms to make them fraudulent, and then they can prosecute you. And good luck even figuring that out. There's no transparency whatsoever.
You know, Dr. Craig, to say to news outlets, we don't want you on Air Force One anymore, the Associated Press, to constantly sit down with Sean Hannity, the president of the United States, instead of sitting down with the people of the nation, he chooses to sit down and broker conversations with Sean Hannity. If people don't see this, Dr. Craig, as alarming behavior, I don't know where we're headed. I mean, this people should be outraged. So he knows where he can go. And so Sean Hannity is that guy. What is this? This is like a puppet regime, Dr. Craig. The very thing that we have been led to believe about other nations, that's who we are now.
I mean, with Associated Press, for the most petty reason, they won't do the stupid thing of renaming the Gulf of Mexico, an international body of water that goes back before the founding of our country or the Republic of Mexico, renaming it the Gulf of America. So they cited it, how old and established the name is. So they're banned. But we get media like Sean Hannity. I mean, Sean Hannity is a perfect example of what amounts to an alliance of bullies. I've been on Sean Hannity's show twice, Earl, and you just have to be prepared for it. You get used to it that you're walking onto the playground where the bully rules, and the bully's going to come for you. You got to be prepared, right? And you got to deal with the bully. He's going to come and try to punch you in the nose right away. And so, I mean, that's what we're dealing with here. And Earl, in literature and all the movies, can you count how many of those where the bully is the hero?
No.
So why is this virtuous? Why is this something people want to be connected to when you see that Putin's a bully, right? They're bullying Ukraine. So they're kicking the weaker kid, you know, in the corner of the playground, and his crowd is cheering. That is incredibly un-American.
855-752-4842, Dr. Robert Craig, and you will come to the phone lines on the Earl Ingram Show.
Your new choice. Real news. Great conversation. 540 WAUK.
your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
With news on 540 WAUK, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. An alderman for Waukesha's 15th District was arrested this week for allegations of stalking. The arrest of Corey Payne comes less than 2 years after he was sentenced to probation for hitting a kid. Waukesha Mayor Sean Riley says the alleged action is a serious crime and should be fully investigated. 40 degrees by early next week and maybe rain. The cold weather advisory sticks around for a little bit today, but then a warm-up takes place. It'll be in the 30s for the weekend, up near 40 on Monday. The latest is coming up in the forecast. A handful of school referendums were on the ballot last night across the state. With more, here's Civic Media's Jimmy Cuska.
After a record-setting year for school referendums in 2024, there were only five on the ballot in Tuesday's primary. Voters in the districts of Mauston, Waterford Union, Tomahawk, and Northland Pines easily passed referendums. Mauston, facing possible dissolution if its referendum failed, saw its $7 million plan pass by a 2-1 margin. However, Kenosha voters rejected a five-year, $115 million proposal. 89 school referendums are on the April 1st spring election ballot.
A request from the Waterford Union High School District in Racine County passed. In the state superintendent race, Brittany Kinzer and incumbent Jill Underly advanced to April. We're learning more about how Milwaukee County is using a part of over $100 million in opioid settlement money. County health officials have introduced an overdose dashboard. It's an online data tool compiling information on fatal and non-fatal overdoses from county agencies. The initiative is one of several approaches the county says they're taking to address the opioid crisis, including making sure Narcan is available along with treatment options. And that's news on 540 WAUK. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at waukradio.com.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Guy Pearce says Kevin Spacey made him feel uncomfortable while shooting L.A. Confidential. Pearce told The Hollywood Reporter the disgraced Spacey targeted him for months on the set back in 1997. The Oscar-nominated Pearce said he was not actually assaulted, but kept brushing off the advances, which was difficult to do because at the time, Spacey was quite powerful and very aggressive. Pearce said when he heard the reports that other actors came forward accusing Spacey of sexual assault, he broke down and sobbed. Pearce is nominated for Best Supporting Actor this year for his role in The Brutalist. And here's something that will make you feel old news. The Breakfast Club just turned 40 this past weekend. The John Hughes film was written in 1982 and put the famous writer-director on the map. The film's initial budget was $1 million and originally was going to be shot independently in Chicago. The Breakfast Club went on to gross $50 million after finally being released in 1985 and became a classic. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Finally crawling out of the deep freeze here this week. Partly sunny, slight improvement today, a high of 14. Wind chills, though, still between 5 below and 15 below. A low of 7 tonight with mostly cloudy skies, maybe a few flurries. Mostly sunny on Thursday with a high of 24. Current temperature, 4 below.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Inflation has to go down. How would you suggest your president address that? He's not talking about the cost for Americans. Hell, everything he's doing seems to going to increase the cost for Americans, starting with trade wars with Canada and Mexico. So if there is something positive out of this administration, let me know what it is. I would absolutely give credit where credit is due if I see it.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
What celebrity would you like to hug? It's International Hug Day. I wouldn't say Josh Brolin is like my favorite actor, but he's got like a quiet macho-ness to him. Actor Glenn Morshower joins us now.
My self-esteem was jolted when you did not mention me as your hugging preference.
I didn't want to rush it. I just want to see how. Let's just dip our toes in the water here and see what kind of relationship develops, shall we?
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pat Kreitlow.
On Thursday, we'll talk to members of the legislature's Black Caucus, including State Senator Dora Drake, about President Trump's work to diminish Black history.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
Do it.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. You can text us at that same number. Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action, is on board. Let's go to the phone lines. Dave from Mequon, you're up. Dave, you say what?
Good morning. Really quickly, in regards with all this that we're talking about today, I just saw a link with the MSN, and it was, just came out like an hour ago.
Hey, Dave, what is the MSN for people who don't know what that acronym stands for?
It's basically for, I believe it's with Microsoft, the Microsoft Network, I believe.
Okay.
So really quickly, in the article, so this was written by, this one, I get his name correct, Ben Zisloff. And in the article, which is interesting, that there is a link to a report from the Treasury Inspector General, Tax Administration of September of 23, that there was 919 individuals who had access to unmasked IRS data. And the report is actually about 27 pages long. So what I'm just saying is that this is just now coming out right now. And, you know, we're talking about the current situation, but apparently this is, you know, that under the Biden regime that 919 people had access to this. So that's pretty messed up. If that really is true from what this report says.
Hey, Dave, the operative word you said, if it's true. Okay, so, well, it's an allegation.
It looks legitimate. If you look,
well, how does it look legitimate,
the
Dave?
Report, it states the Treasury Inspector General for Tax Administration. When you click on it, and you open it up, and it's got the seal and everything. September 9th, 2024, report number.
So, Dave, let's cut to the quick. So, what you're basically saying is, under the Joe Biden administration, there were people mm-hmm. who were doing illegal things, you know, in the IRS.
I didn't say illegal. What I said was that there was, in this report, again, that there was 919 people that had unfettered access to everybody's IRS information.
Okay, so Elon Musk and what Elon Musk is doing, in your humble opinion, is acceptable?
Well, actually, from what I understand and reading about what that was, how that was set up, was that when Obama had the Affordable Care
Act. Dave, we don't have time to go down that path. You believe that what Elon Musk and Donald Trump are doing is acceptable?
Because from what the past precedent was set up already.
Hey, Dr. Craig, you want to respond to that? Dr. Craig, you want to respond to that?
Let me just, I was trying to search down the story.
Oh, okay.
So, but let's just say this, since I was unable to, in that quick amount of time, investigate it. Let's just grant it was true, okay? Hypothetically, again, Robert Craig says in action, Earl Ingram, we're not saying it, or not stippling it to be true. I'm saying, hypothetically, for the sake of argument, it's true, okay? There are going to be scandals in administrations, right? By the way, the idea that Joe Biden knew that and authorized it with this gigantic federal government, that's a whole other argument. I didn't even hear the caller represent. I know it's nice partisan fodder to use the word Biden. So let's say it's true. Then you have an inspector general, you have congressional oversight, you get to the bottom of it, you get to the to whether it was accidental or someone ordered it and why and who those people were and whether illegal things were done with it. That's normal government. All of that's out the window now. We have, you know, Elon Musk asserting that there's a huge number of 150-year-olds getting Social Security, completely erroneously, in a big press conference in the Oval Office, claiming that he found $8 billion in waste somewhere. It was $8 million, and it's his declaration of waste. Waste is anything they want to get rid of. There's no real process for determining whether it's waste, right? Turns out that that disease control and safety of our nuclear stockpiles is waste until it isn't. And so, yeah, there's going to be problems in government, and that's why you have checks and balances and way of oversight. And that's what's so worrisome here. That's all out the window. It was not all out the window in the Biden administration. There are going to be scandals in all administrations, but you don't jump to judgment and use it as some sort of ex-Twitter kind of fodder to all go and tar and feather and say, therefore. And so what it feeds into is, and I'm not even saying the caller is trying to do this whataboutism, right? Oh, you're accusing us of these bad things. Well, this bad thing happened, so that justifies it. It's very much like the child who says, my brother lied. I shouldn't be in trouble for lying. Well, maybe you should both be in trouble. That doesn't mean lying is okay. You should be let off the hook.
All right, let's go to Susan from Kenosha. Good morning to you, Susan. You say what?
Good morning. I'm glad that you have this program, and I'm glad that these people are calling in. My concern is that before we even voted for the presidency, we did tell the people about Project 2025 and asked them to please read it, because it was a detriment to the Constitution and the democracy of our country. But they chose not to do that. They chose to follow a man who we know is a felon, a known felon, and who is, unfortunately, a fascist. And so now he has come to his great friend Putin, and our country now is in the throes of what I call Putin's Russia 2.0. And that's how Trump is steering this country. And I'm just so unbelievably disgusted with the American people, because we just had referendums about our school choice and public school, funding of public school, and people could not even get out and vote. In Kenosha, there were only 20,000 people, which is a minimal amount of people to go out and vote. And at 75 years old, I have really no children in school, but I chose to go out and vote. The only way that we are going to get out of this situation is that we go and vote against these Republicans. We have to support our people who actually are for the people. And I think the Democratic Party must go out and support all the people who are running, especially our judge, which is very, very important on April 2nd. And we need to get our vote out, because that's the only way that we are going to turn this around. Or what you can do is just, I always talk about Alexander Navalny and his book, read it and actually know what Putin did to this poor man, and how he murdered him slowly after a 2-year period of time. Because anybody who is going to go against Trump is going to be involved in the same thing this poor man did.
Hey Susan, thank you very much for the call. You know, Dr. Craig, let's go to Holly. Let's go to Holly next. Hey, good morning to you, Holly. You say what?
Good morning. My name is Ollie.
Ollie, okay.
And I just want to express my dismay at how people in the United States, people in any part of this world, would trust Donald Trump. When he comes out yesterday and says that Ukraine started the war and that they have only 2 or 4% approval rating is just ridiculous. How would any intelligent person believe anything that comes out of the lying mouth, plain truth, of Donald Trump? a convicted felon. Why would you trust him? They talk about wanting, Russia wants to have elections. We saw what happened the last election there in the territories that Russia took over from Ukraine. The people were forced to vote by gunpoint and do it Russia's way. And that's not a fair and free election.
Well, you know,
Why
Ali,
would we trust anything?
You know, Ali, it's not even just because of things that Trump has just done recently. And thank you very much for the call. You know, Dr. Craig, we just had him 4 years ago, Donald Trump. He's not a new entity. And for those of us who've been around, you know, as long as I have, a few days older than dirt, I remember Donald Trump when he was in New York and was a scandalous business person, a man to never be trusted. But he was able to pull the wool over the eyes of many people, Dr. Craig, especially in blue and red states. And he has yet to do one thing to address the issues of those people in red states, Dr. Craig, other than say, have Elon Musk say, well, my people have to suffer a little longer before we can get this worked out.
What a lot of observers of fascism in earlier parts of the last century talked about, in some ways people have to be damaged in order to get it. We don't want that. Our moral obligation is trying to stop it.
Right.
Like they want to do massive trillions in Medicaid cuts and cut, you know, a half of children and a fifth of all people in this country off their health care. We need to stop that. But if it happens, then perhaps that gets home to enough people to when we still have the representative democracy mechanisms to do something about it and to shift power. I looked up, I think your last two callers really tried to focus on facts,
right,
and think about their implications. The first caller, not blaming the caller, I looked up the source of this Biden IRS information about the 919 people had full access. This was something called the Western Journal. Nicholas Kristof, New York Times, called it a potent disinformation mill. Media Matters has a story about how it put all this disinformation out about coronavirus. I went to its website. It's currently touting Kash Patel, his Trump's nominee to FBI, the guy with wrote the book with the enemies list in it. And so, you know, that there's no one else who's reported this. So it's amazing, though, how, look, even on this show, you and I didn't want to jump to conclusions just hearing the information. And now that we've repeated it, some people may be saying with the sound of our voices, oh, maybe that's true. You know, it's like saying once you accuse someone of something, then it sort of sticks in your mind that someone said that.
Guilty, right. 855-752-4842. Guys, hang on. Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action on the Earl Ingram Show.
You're listening to Milwaukee's Real News and Great Conversation, 540 WAUK.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Marquette University professor and pollster extraordinaire Charles Franklin.
Deporting immigrants who are in the U.S. illegally. 60% support that. But when we ask the same question and just add at the end, including those with jobs and no criminal record, then support drops to just 43%.
Wisconsinites have a sense of fairness.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
Elon Musk putting in so much money that it drowns out other people's voices to decide who our next Supreme Court justice is. Whether or not you're going to vote Republican or Democrat or Schimmel or Crawford, your voice is getting drowned out by Elon Musk, a guy who has no business in Wisconsin. And you don't think that Brad Schimmel is going to be in Elon Musk's pocket? It's going to affect us in Wisconsin.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
A new choice, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation, 540 WAUK.
Minutes of the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. It's Dr. Craig, as always, on Wednesday. Let's go right back to the phone lines. And Doc, you're up next. You say what?
Hey, good morning, brother. Great show. I think a lot of our problems is we don't remember our history much at all. But Robert, Craig, I believe it was Joseph Stalin who said, it doesn't matter who votes. What matters is who counts the votes. I think we're dangerously close to that right now.
Doc, thank you very much for the call. Dr. Craig?
Yeah, and... That's right, and that Joseph Stalin, of course, disappeared people who came to vote the wrong way. Though in the Soviet Union, they did technically have elections. It's just that Stalin and his predecessors were getting 98% of the vote, and so not a real election. That's where they want to move us, since Trump is also trying to take over the Federal Elections Commission, which regulates our elections and the campaign spending in them. And how does that influence the 2026 election? If you have some kind of Kash Patel or Pam Bondi type in charge of the Federal Election Commission that was designed to be independent of politics and independent of either party. And so this is the situation we face. Now, why did they tell the lie? I'm looking at the Western Journal story, Earl, that we were told about by the first caller, right? He said MSN is just where it was posted. Okay, right. That's not who produced it. As media freaks out over one Doge employee getting IRS access, we learned Biden gave 919 people the access. Well, you do that so that your supporters say, oh, Biden didn't work, so I don't have to worry about this. I don't have to worry about some 19-year-old going through all of my records and going through everyone's private information. And so that's why they do it. Why do you lie? Because when you know the truth isn't on your side. You don't need to lie if the truth is on your side. We need more people to realize that. If they're willing to lie to your face, like Trump to say Ukraine caused the war with Russia, then why would you have any faith in them or trust them to look out for your interest, your family's interest, our future?
Let's go to Gary from Sussex. Gary, you're up.
Hi, you guys.
Dr. Craig, I got a question. Trump said that he was going to do all these things, and day one he's going to be a dictator, and he's followed through on this. I'm shocked myself that things have gone on the way they have for the last month, but I think we all agree that there's so much waste in our government, and our government should be run more like a business than the way it is. I have a business, and if I found out
hey Gary, but we certainly don't agree that Elon Musk should be the arbiter of that.
He's very smart, and he knows how to trim.
He's not elected by the he's not elected by the people, Gary.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter whether he's elected. Trump can appoint assistants. He could appoint me to be not on his cabinet, but to be in a consultant.
Dr. Craig, you want to respond to that?
Do we really have opinion research that shows that most people who voted Donald Trump were voting for a dictatorship? And by the way, the weird weasel language on day one is you could do it day one and not future days. So I don't know. What are we talking about here? There's a constitution, there are checks and balances, they're being flagrantly violated. And this is a threat to the constitution and to the republic, because let's face it, the right in this country would never accept a democratic president exercising power in this way. So they're only interested in power this way if it can be their power. And that is the authoritarian mindset. What a liberal mindset is, and I mean liberal broadly, we're a liberal democracy, okay, is that we create a system where either side can govern and it's going to work. And it's not about one side dominating permanently. That's autocracy.
Hey, Tom, go ahead quickly.
Small business of 5 or 10 people is not as big as the federal government, first off. Second, my sister gave a call to Ron Johnson's office this morning, and she said that the woman didn't take the calls. She was actually trying to stand up for Ron Johnson. That is not the job of those people. So Miss Terry out there, make sure you're doing your job. And one question for Dr. Robert Craig. Democrats are not going to come in and save these Republicans, are they, in the House? Hopefully they're going to say, you know what, we don't have the power. You guys are the ones that have all the power. If you're going to shut it down, it's going to be on your watch, and you shut it down. Tell me that's going to happen, and it's not going to be where the Democrats are going to come in and try to save their butts again.
All right, he's talking about the budget.
Thank you.
The budget, Dr. Craig, your thoughts?
Yeah, money runs out March 14th. Republicans don't have the votes to keep the government open on their own. Democrats should not cooperate with them until they return constitutional order and appropriate and spend all the money that Congress has spent. And by the way, eliminating the capacity to enforce the law, to implement the law by gutting the federal workforce also is an unconstitutional attack on the power of Congress. So absolutely, I don't know what they're going to do right now. It seems like they're divided, so I think they need to hear from constituents. And we had James Carville this week saying Democrats should do nothing and just step aside and let the resistance build. That is an abdication of leadership.
Dr. Craig, we have to leave it there. Great stuff as always. We'll see you in a week. Thank everybody who made the show go. Thank you, Cardi. Up next, Jane Metnick, Greg Bach, Metnair on air. See you guys on tomorrow.
I like to make my thing, so you can make me scream.
A voice for real news and great conversation in Milwaukee. 540 WAUK.
Rational Revolution with Mark Becker.
Joining the revolution this week, we've got WISDEM's chairman, Ben Wickler. Be sure to tune in.
Rational Revolution with Mark Becker, Saturdays at 2, Sundays at 1 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
What celebrity would you like to hug? It's International Hug Day. I wouldn't say Josh Brolin is like my favorite actor, but he's got like a quiet macho-ness to him. Actor Glenn Morshower joins us now.
My self-esteem was jolted when you did not mention me as your hugging preference.
I didn't want to rush it. I just want to see how. Let's just dip our toes in the water here and see what kind of relationship develops, shall we?
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
This is 540 WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
CBS News Brief. Icy weathers plunge the nation's midsection into a big chill. CBS meteorologist David Parkinson.
Oklahoma City and Tulsa below zero. Kansas City at minus 13.
They're bracing for snow after deadly flooding over the weekend in the Tennessee and Ohio valleys. The Justice Department's bid to drop corruption charges against New York Mayor Eric Adams goes before a federal judge today. CBS's Katrina Kaufman.
Adams, for one, has denied all the charges against him. He also says that he has not had any quid pro quo with the government.
There's unease across Europe after a high-level meeting between the U.S. and Russia on ending its war next door. Correspondent MTS Tayyab.
The president's suggestion that Ukraine started the war and not Russia, which launched a full-scale invasion nearly 3 years ago, has shocked Ukrainian and European leaders who were also left out of the talks.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.